I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's a rare thing for new countries to emerge, but that's what just might happen in Africa in a couple of months. A referendum has been scheduled that could split Sudan in two. This is the final phase of a peace agreement that ended the decades-long civil war in Sudan. Polls are showing that most southerners want to secede and become an independent nation. Sean Carberry is senior correspondent with PRI's America Abroad. He is in Malakal right now in southern Sudan. The voter registration, Sean, began yesterday. First off, tell us how it's going.
So far up here, it's actually going rather smoothly. It started off fairly quietly yesterday. There was no big fanfare or event. They had a big rally on Saturday. So at 8:02 yesterday, the center I went to opened only 2 minutes late with 14 people in line. The first person in line was actually the security guard for the center, and he used his uniform as privilege to jump to the first of the line. He registered, waved to the people afterwards. They all yelled a couple of hosannas. And then the second person in line was an older man in his 50s by the name of Jacob Lazaro Doro. And he was unequivocal in his message and why he was there to register that day.
At 7, I'm here because Southerners are really decided for their freedom. This is the time for us to decide to be free from the Northerners. And all the people in the South, this is the time, and comes once in our life to not miss it.
He says he wouldn't miss it. I wonder, though, how widespread those feelings are and how passionate the people of southern Sudan are for independence.
I would say from what I've seen and heard, they're pretty widespread and pretty passionate. Anytime I talk to someone at a registration center or even just out on the streets and the issue of the referendum came up, there was instant energy. In some cases, there was anger about how long it's taken to come to this point. In other cases, there was joy, people feeling that this was their moment. I spoke briefly with the governor of Upper Nile State after he registered yesterday and again made a similar comment that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He was going to keep his voter registration card in his pocket until the day he voted and said, if I were to miss this registration, I would be nothing. The world would laugh at us for failing to capitalize on this moment.
Is it possible, though, that the North would really let the South go peacefully? I mean, after all, one would assume that they're worried about resources, worried about continuing opposition, and worried that it could send a signal to other very troubled areas like Darfur.
That's really the big question here. And the feeling is the North has far more to lose through separation than the South does. They will lose resources. They will lose domestically, potentially, the regime faces losing some of its own credibility. And people think that the regime could weaken or possibly collapse internally. So there's no question the stakes are incredibly high for the North, and no one really knows. You hear a range of speculation whether the North is ultimately going to fight to keep it or whether they really know that the vote is going for separation. There's really no doubt about that. And figuring out how can they come out with the best deal to save face, get as much of the resource wealth of the country, and try to stay as stable and peaceful as they can in a region where there is potential for some difficulty here.
All right. Thank you very much. Sean Carberry, who is the senior correspondent with PRI's America Abroad, speaking to us from Malakal in southern Sudan. By the way, for our listeners, you can see pictures of voters registering in southern Sudan at theworld.org. Sean Carberry, thank you.
You're welcome.